pledge by Mr. Booth.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Pray, God, that you'd give us great divine wisdom and discernment, Lord, in taking care of the monthly business of the board. Thank you, God, for the good things that have happened, Lord, this even in the last few days. God, we thank you, God, for our children, our students, Lord, our parents and community, Father. We just pray, God, that your watch care would be upon us. Keep our kids and all safe, Father, as we teach them each day. Lord, pray you bless our time of fellowship together. May we do it with professionalism and love. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is item number two, recognition and presentation. Mr. Petty.
All right, tonight we've got a presentation. If you'll look over here, Sheriff, do you want to start this? I'm going to turn over to Sheriff Buddy Money, and he can let you know our guest, Mr. Jake Laughlin, is here and what he's going to present.
I think it was this past legislative session, the legislative body passed a law which allowed cameras to be put up in school districts where schools are for school speeding. People speeding through school zones, so anyway, I got in contact with Mr. Jake Laughlin. He came in and he did a study, and that study is now going, he's going to present that to you. What I would say is, in law enforcement, we can't be everywhere at once. We have one or two people out on the streets, even though we have one in each school. They're not out there enforcing the speeding laws, so we can't be everywhere at once. Our main goal is to get people to slow down. Some of you may look at this and say, well, we're looking at this, you're looking at only for money. Somebody's got to pay. The goal is to get them to reduce their speed. So over time, this will be the end result, at least for the residents of our county. I don't know, can't say about anybody traveling through. But our goal is to get people to slow down so we don't have an accident where a child or an individual gets hit. That has happened in other parts of the state, in other states throughout this country. It happens all the time. And I'm sure they have some type of speed device. Somebody's always going to be speeding. But if we can deter or we can slow them down, that is the end goal of this whole program that we're trying to do. I think Mr. Jake Laughlin, when he presents this slide presentation, I think if you all will look at it, ask any questions you want, and we'll do the best we can. He will do it to answer. But again, I think when he talks to you and he explains how this program works, it's beneficial to the residents of Liberty County to get people to slow down. That's the whole goal. And last thing we want is somebody to get hurt or injured or killed through that. And then we go back and we say, well, if we'd have done this, maybe this would have not happened. So I encourage you to ask questions. Don't hesitate to do that. No question is a silly question. Be free to ask any questions. I think Jake will answer any of it, and we'll do the best we can. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Jake Walker.
Thank you very much for having me tonight. Like Sheriff Tony said, my name is Jake Walker, and I'm with a company called Altima. And I appreciate the opportunity.
If y'all want to move over, and if you want to sit, if you want to.
But I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. I told Sheriff Money that this is the first time I've at least presented to a school board. I think back many moons ago, I might have been forced to address them when I was a student, but not in my corporate career. But anyway, I appreciate the opportunity tonight. So as Sheriff Money mentioned, back in July, House Bill 657 was passed by and signed into law by Governor DeSantis. And what this did is it legalized the use of automated school zone speed enforcement in the state of Florida. Just some little details about the bill is that it's only for citations. The citations can only be written for speeds of 11 miles an hour or more. So it's not a situation where anyone that's speeding 3, 4, 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, this is strictly 11 miles an hour or more over the speed limit. A local ordinance is required, and the penalty, it's a civil penalty. So it doesn't count towards your record or it doesn't add points to your insurance. But it's $100. Of that $100, there's a breakdown. $60 of that $100 goes to the sheriff's office. $5 goes to a school crossing guard program. From what I understand, Sheriff Money, they do not have a school crossing guard program, so that's a way to build up some money to put towards that, maybe get some more men and women on the force to take those roles. $12 goes to the school district, $3 to FDLE, and $20 to the Department of Revenue. In the event that people decide not to pay, it turns into a uniform traffic citation and is handled in that process. So a little bit about us. So we were founded, we've been around since 2005, headquartered out of Maryland. However, I'm a little somewhat local. I live in Atlanta, so I get to come down here. It's about a 5-hour drive, not too bad. In addition to speed enforcement, we also do red light cameras, which I know everybody loves. I don't think you have to worry about that, since I don't think there's a single, was there a flashing yellow light in Liberty County?
We got one red light. Soon to have two, one in hospital.
You just didn't go far enough.
So you obviously don't have to worry about that, but one of the newest things that we've added to our portfolio is school bus stop arm cameras. So in the event that, I'm pretty sure we talk about it, you don't think you'd have much of a problem in that arena, but should you ever decide that, hey, you've got a lot of, believe it or not, there are issues with people literally passing school buses while the stop arm is down. We have cameras that can do the same thing, take pictures and send citations for people committing those offenses as well. I'm going to try to be mindful of time, so that's just that's kind of the nuts and bolts of kind of who we are. A little bit about our automated photo speed enforcement. So it's everything. So once the cameras are installed, we handle literally everything from capturing the speeding vehicles to processing the violations, the agency of record. So in this situation, it'd be the Liberty County Sheriff's Office. They have a portal that they can log in, view the citations, make sure everything's accurate, and then it comes to us and we process it, and the citations are mailed. We collect the payment, and then the funds are distributed accordingly. Pretty automated process. This is an example of what the agency sees. So when they log in, they have various views of the, or different pictures of the vehicle, the speed, license plate, and so forth. So it's very secure and user-friendly. Beyond that, we can provide reporting, client training support, and the most important part is the court and adjudication support. So we've got a court module. We'll help you set up and get the court system set up, and so that they have all the technology and the tools necessary for going through the process. Things that we're going to, and again, I'm going to try to go through this as quickly as I can, but things that to consider in a program is the speed studies, contract, the technology, and then the details on the costs and the revenue as well. So, first thing that we do, which Sheriff Money alluded to, is that we do speed studies. So we will come in and put in devices in at all of your schools for 48 hours and do what we call speed studies. And then we will go over those results with you. Contract ordinance preparation. So we've signed, we were actually the first company to sign a contract since that law went into effect. So if you don't know where, how far is Eustis from here? Eustis was the first contract signed in the state, but we can provide copies of ordinances and contracts for the county to look at when it comes to that time. Technology, so we've got various types of cameras. We've got cameras so the Silverhawk is for 1 and 2 lane roads. Blackhawk is for 2, 4, lanes, two to five lanes. The Dragon cam is handheld, and then we've got trailers, school bus stop arm, and the Red Hawk is for red light cameras. We have one of the partnerships that I want to highlight tonight because is Flock Safety. That was actually, I've worked at Flock before coming to Altman, and Sheriff Money and the Sheriff's Office have, how many do you have currently?
Only got two right now.
But it's the Flock, the license plate reading cameras. So we have a partnership with Flock in that when an agency comes on board with us, depending on the number of cameras, speed cameras, we'll give you, on a one-to-one ratio, we'll give you a Flock camera. So in this instance, with the four schools here, I think it's a total of nine cameras. We will throw in nine Flock cameras that can be installed anywhere.
Let me touch on that. What Flock cameras do is they set a phone and they capture all the information cars going through. So if we have a robbery at one place and the camera's there, and as they come through, we capture that car. If somebody says, look, it was a black Chevrolet truck, we don't know the tag number, it's a four-door, well, all black trucks, we can pull that up and get that and we can track it down. It's just another tool that we can use to help solve crime. And Bay County's got over 100 of them down there. Franklin County, I think they're going to wind up having between 20 and 30. So a lot of places are going to them because it's another way of helping solve crime, which we can't be everywhere at once. And they're a great use because it helped us out here on Highway 20. And the only problem is somebody cut down the Flock camera twice.
Didn't you say that there was an instance where someone recently went missing?
Yes, in which we would have been, we're still working on that missing lady, so Calhoun would have had a lot more, we'd have had a lot more. Maybe we could have had a little bit better understanding of her travels throughout this period of time, and maybe give us some additional information and know who to go interview. But we've interviewed probably 12, 14 people so far, and we've got some more to interview. We still don't know where she is.
One of the things about the Flock cameras, our cameras are strictly there to monitor the speeds, right? So it does take a picture of the car and the tag, but with the Flock cameras on top of that, you can set it up for alerts, especially with schools. You're probably worried about sex offenders, missing children, Amber Alerts. So it gives the Sheriff's Office the ability to get alerts on all different types of crimes and vehicles as well. So there's no cost for the Flock cameras. So we will cover the costs of the Flock cameras over the course of the contract terms. So we'll cover the installation and you basically, we're just throwing those in and it's not gonna cost a penny. For us, it's a violator funded program. So it does not cost the county a dime to put our cameras in. The way we are compensated and for us to make the money back, and obviously we're putting a lot of money in the infrastructure, putting the cameras in, and then what we do is we do a revenue share on the citation. So we take a small chunk of that citation revenue. In the first slide, I want to show you that the county got 60, so we would get a portion of that. That's how we get our money. But either way, there's no upfront costs, and even if the violations go to zero, which is obviously that's the goal, it still doesn't cost a dime. This is really important here. There's no cost of termination. The goal for any of these programs is for the program to not be needed anymore. I mean, the goal is for this to slow people down. So in our contract, if it gets to the point, two, 3 years into a contract and the speeding has gotten to a point where you don't need the system anymore, you just call us and we'll come pick up everything, and there's no penalties for terminating early. So the speed results. So studies were completed in August and October, and the assumptions is we looked at the calendar for the school year so that we could determine when we were doing the projections. We used the county school calendar for 22, 23? Wait, I'm sorry, I can't see. 23 vehicles per year. Hosford, so Hosford, I think, is the one that has two roads. So the first study was done on State Road 20. And you'll see that over the course of 2 days, there were a total of, so we had 640 violations during school hours. So flashing hours are when the yellow lights are flashing in the mornings and the afternoons. What I call school hours are the hours in between, for a total of 1,225 violations.
And what that is, when the light's not flashing, you know, it's on 20 there in Hosford, it's 45 miles an hour. They didn't catch them until 11 miles an hour over that. So they were traveling 56 miles an hour going through Hosford.
Or more. Right, and that's where this next slide, you'll see over here on the left, is that the highest speeds measured, you had 79 miles an hour at 2:52 p.m. So somebody went flying through there doing almost 80 miles an hour while school was still in session. And then this is 65. We had fewer violations. We had a total of 148, but still.
Still accelerating right there. It's close to the
caution line. Yeah, they got to come to a stop there.
Yeah.
Is this one that's right by the...
Right in front of the high school where 65 comes into 20 where the flashing lights.
Okay. But we still had somebody going, what was the speed limit here is...
Right there's 35.
We had somebody going 57. So still, that's pretty significant. But when you look at the projections, when we project, we use an 80% degradation, okay? So historically, what we have seen is that when we launch a program, that's probably something I should have mentioned. So the program is broken down into different components. So once the cameras are in, we do a public awareness and education campaign, okay? So we'll work with you on Facebook, social media, radio, TV, whatever. However you want to advertise this and get the information out to the public, we'll work with you on campaigns for that. Then 30 days prior to the program kicking off, we do what's called a 30-day warning program, where the cameras are working and they're sending citations, but they're just warning citations. So we're not collecting any money, they're not asked to pay, it's strictly a warning. And then at the end of that 30-day warning period, is when the actual program starts. And then lastly, and this is per the law, is that there will be signage at every school zone warning people, just like you've seen it probably in some cities with the red light cameras. It'll tell you that it's a photo enforced zone. So between all of that being considered, by the time it's time to start mailing citations, historically we see an 80% drop. Okay? So these numbers that you're seeing up here, in terms of the projections, this is considering or 80% degradation is applied. So we've taken 80% of the citations away, and this is still what you're looking at on a monthly basis. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So right here, projected total revenue for just Hosford Elementary is $2.3 million in ticket revenue. Again, it's not about the money, it is about school safety, but that's a part of this that we can't not look at, is the revenue from the number of citations. So we've got the Learning Center on Florida 20 as well. We had 573 total, 105 during school hours, and the flashing light hours is what amazes me. When that's higher, that's a serious problem, because that's when people are walking across and kids are getting out of cars. It's a problem. And we had a top speed of 76 miles an hour. Now, keep in mind, that's at 11 o'clock, or that's at 8 p.m., but during school hours, it was 62. And what was the speed limit?
35.
And a 35. Yeah, so almost double. But projected total violations for the learning center is about is just over 20,000, and about 900,000 in revenue. The high school on County Road 12, we had 483 citations. I'm sorry, violations. And looks like top speed of 79 and school hours of 67.
But Sheriff, didn't you tell me we couldn't do it there until they get the road?
Yeah, and I told Jake that, until those lights are set up properly.
Well, school's on lights, yeah.
They'll get thrown out of court.
Yeah.
But he did a study just to show that even with lights flashing, nobody pays attention.
Yeah, I mean, the goal of the speed studies is to determine if you have a problem. Because if there's not a speeding, if there's not a problem, it doesn't warrant the program, you know. We do have some situations where, some districts or cities or counties, they'll put them in just as a precautionary measure. But usually, you want to determine if there's a problem to begin with. Let's see, for Toler, we had about 228 citations, or I'm sorry, I keep saying citations, violations. Projections over the year, over school years, are probably around 8,000, and about almost 400 in revenue. Combined, so you're talking about all four schools, if we're projecting using an 80% degradation, you're still looking at almost just under 100,000 citations a year, which is it's jaw dropping. That is assuming an 80% degradation as well.
I would imagine the hospital one would probably go down with the red lights there.
Yeah. Well, it will. And the other thing with 65 there, you got one car, deputy's car with the lights on. So a lot of times when you see it, you're going to slow down. Same thing we told you. Now, the other part of that is when the lights are not flashing and the speed limit's 35, people still speed.
I think Cosford is the one where we only looked at three. You've got two zones.
Yeah.
But we assumed only three cameras because you've got that one zone that goes all the way up to the
caution
main highway. No one's going to be able to speed.
Right.
But coming the other direction. So there's just one camera on that road.
On the south side of the
street. Yeah, coming 220.
Yeah.
My understanding is you can't get a ticket if it ain't this yellow light flashing. I've had numerous people, companies call me about this, even putting the cameras on the buses. It has to be flashing to get a ticket. Has to be here in the school zone.
What you're saying is you can't use the school zone to be a ticket factory.
That's right.
When the lights not flashing.
Unless it's during the load and unload hours.
It's only during those flash hours.
Take in and let out.
Yes, but with House Bill 657, they've added that you have to, it's at your discretion, but you can during school hours, but it goes back up to the normal speed limit.
Right.
But you're saying you can still write a ticket.
Not what I've been told.
When did that
happen?
It
was
fine July this year.
So he's saying that's new now. It just went into effect July 1.
I've had a bunch of cameras.
Since then. Regular hours, yeah. 35.
And then they want to put them on all the cameras on the buses.
I know we've talked about the buses.
Yeah, so if on a normal day, if while they're flashing it's 15, when they're not flashing it goes back to 30. That means you would have to be going 41 miles an hour during, you know, at noon to get a ticket.
Right. Mm-hmm. 46.
But if it's non-school hours and the speed limit's 35 miles an hour,
the cameras
and somebody they're gonna pick them up. because they're not going to stop just because there's it's not school hours,
you
right?
You go 80 if it's not school hours.
Yeah.
As far as they're concerned, that's when the sheriff gets it.
That's what I'm saying, but they still got jurisdiction. They still could write a ticket.
Yeah, we can write a ticket anytime.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They can. Yeah.
They can, yeah.
But yeah, okay, so, so you're saying at 8 o'clock at night, or let's say midnight.
Will we all use their program to write tickets? That's the question, I think. That aren't during school hours. Or will this program be used only for school hours?
I don't
know. Nobody's talking about it only for school hours. Anything after school.
I'm asking you as a sheriff, though.
Well, we're going to write a ticket on
it. According to what he's got on camera or according to what your deputies see?
Well, you're going to use this system, Sheriff.
Well, first of all, the county has to pass an ordinance. If the county passes an ordinance and we go with it, then it'll be set up for those hours that is operational by state statute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anytime after that, those hours, we can write a ticket anytime we want. We can write a ticket anytime we want during the school hours.
Not off the camera. Based not off the system.
Not off of their program.
No, we're not doing anything off that.
Oh, you're not using. So y'all
they do everything. They capture everything.
He won't look at those. He won't look at that camera and say, "Well, it wasn't school hours, so I'm gonna send them a ticket."
I noticed some of your data though was after hours, middle.
Yeah, and that's that. Yeah, so we for what when we do a speed study, we want to just show you everything. Right, so if we showed you that 11:55 p.m. somebody was doing 87, that's just information that wouldn't
include it in the revenue estimate.
No.
Okay. I didn't know if you included that.
No.
His camera only works when the lights are flashing and when the last lights are in. It is on that time. Now, anytime during that time period, because the camera can catch you speeding and.
So your position, Sheriff, is after. End of the afternoon, we're not writing tickets with those machines.
No.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
Not allowed to. Gotcha. Just school bags.
Oh, okay.
This is just strictly for school.
I got you. I'm following.
So let me get this. When does the light start flashing? Let's say at
7:15. About 7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock in the morning. When does it end that afternoon?
3:30, 3:40.
It varies on what school because.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying Austin. So if it ends at 3:30, that ticket ends from these cameras at 3:30. They don't write another ticket after that.
Still 7:15 the next
morning. Right. Okay.
And any time that you're off on any type of planning day or whatever, they'll be plugged in and it won't send you the tickets.
Well, now the lights still flash now. Them lights still flash on holidays and everything else.
That's the same time change and other things.
Yeah. So I love this. Okay. These are great questions. So it's all automated. So when you have a teacher work day, or it's a half school, a half day of school, all of that is you have account managers, and we are able to go in and make changes to the system to make sure that it's updated and it's corresponding to
holidays,
work days,
our school hours daily.
Correct. Right. And our cameras, one of the things I should have mentioned is that our cameras also somehow, don't ask me, I'm not a techie, but we're able to determine when the lights are not flashing. Using our cameras, our camera sees the camera. So if the lights stop flashing when they're not supposed to, we notify.
Good. I was going to ask that question.
If your system writes a ticket, all of our lights are outdated. I've been fighting this deal since I got here. They're old. If we have a thunderstorm come through town, all of a sudden they start flashing. They flash on weekends sometimes. Well, if that zone is activated and it's not school hours or whatever, and your camera picks it up, it's saying it's flashing 20 miles an hour, and it writes a bunch of tickets. What do these people have to do to rectify that ticket?
It won't. They'll have our school hours.
All your hours and school's operation.
They'll have our school calendar.
I'm talking about if my light malfunctions, does it work off of my light?
During school?
It don't work off my light.
But it'll tell you if your light is not working.
Right.
It only records, they'll have, so to speak, a school calendar in their program. And if it's not school hours,
it won't reflect on that line.
That's
won't totally work either, because if that light's not flashing, you legally can't write them a ticket.
Right, but that's when they can let us know it's not flashing.
That's the review process, correct?
I think we need to caveat here. There's probably going to be some bugs, and I'm sure you guys have worked on this long enough to know that there's going to be bugs, and there's going to be light out there, you know, there's going to be things like that that happens.
That is what the review process.
But what you also said in your presentation is if there becomes a conflict, or there becomes, with the law or with the judge or judicial system, you guys can handle this. You are handling this.
Yes.
The sheriff does not have to go and fight this out with somebody in a court to say, hey, well, the light was flashing. Well, it wasn't flashing.
We have technical specialists. I'm not a technical specialist, but we have someone that when the court sessions are held, we have a representative that will be here, believe it or not, that will be here to answer questions, and they're basically a representative. I'm not on the legal.
They'll probably explain how this ticket is issued, and what means it is, and how it works, and all that.
And answer any technical questions.
Well, I'd also like our attorney to kind of pop in here, and you see any legal factors that.
Well, as far as when it can run, the statute says exactly when you can operate it, like 30 minutes before a school breakfast program, 30 minutes before, during a break, all that. But these aren't handled by county court.
No.
Liberty County will have to have its special magistrate hear these. Who we pay $200 an hour.
Yeah.
To hear all these disputes, right? Because we actually have to administratively handle everything, the county.
The school was in charge.
Which now, it's nice when you take a speeding ticket and you dump it in the county court system and they handle everything, but we would.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. We write a ticket. We get $12.50 out of it, which we cannot use except for communication. When I approached that with the Florida Sheriff's Association, they sent me a list of people who get money out of all of these tickets. And I said, well, they don't do none of the work. We do the work, and yet we get the least amount. So I don't care whether we write tickets or not, to be honest with you, because we don't get any revenue out of it.
No, I know, and I understand that. What I'm saying is county will have to administer this program and have its own hearing officer here, and it's administer and do annual reports. Do you generate these annual reports that I'm asking you, Mr. Do you
yes.
generate the annual reports that we
yes.
that the county files
yes.
with the state? Okay. And then the funds that the sheriff gets is supposed to be set up to administer a school crossing guard program, right?
Not all of them.
$5.
One specific fund for that.
Yeah.
$5.
Not all of that are every violation.
Yeah, that's actually
get the sheriff's
stipend to crossing guards.
Yeah, so that'll bring me to this next slide.
I want to tag on that question, Ms. Shuler. So when you were saying about the magistrate, that's, for example, I get a ticket, they write me a ticket, and I go, I wasn't speeding, and I want to grieve that. You're saying that somebody, would it be the county or the school's got to hire the magistrate to hear them? Not the school.
County.
The county would have to do that. It wouldn't come before the local officials.
No. It wouldn't come before a court officer. I mean, it wouldn't come before a
judge.
It wouldn't
come before the county judge. Because the county judge now hears all the speeding tickets.
Right. So.
You said it would or wouldn't?
It would.
The county judge hears all the speeding tickets. With this, from what I'm listening to you, it would be a magistrate that would have to be hired to do that.
That's what I was told on the bus violations. It's our responsibility, like she's talking about, to get this handled, the county, and then somebody's got to be hired to handle it. Will it be with the county?
Well, the county school would have to do it. The school board
would
have to
do it.
The school has no right. So what you're saying is.
He's just talking to us, see what we think about it.
Right. So when he goes, you're speaking to us before you're going to the county commissioners. So when it gets in front of the county commissioners and they say, what's this, you know, because you do think, what's it going to cost the county?
Yeah, so, but, I mean, maybe the tickets would generate
way
pay for
outnumbered
it all administratively.
Well, you know, we're all talking about the money, so we're going to talk about the money, let's talk about the money. There ain't enough money to go around this county to handle what we need.
Mm-hmm.
County commissioner is not going to do anything to raise money to bring in the money. costs keep going up every year. We bring in almost $2 million in the sheriff's office on grants and other means, which we only get a little over $2 million from the county. If you wipe that whole grants and agreements off, we're going to lose 16 people right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Now, you tell me where we're going to get 16 people to run the jail and run this county. I said, so I'm tired of people worried about the cost of money when I worry about it every single day. I go with Brett and I said, Brett, where are we at on our money? He said, right. He said, we can't spend any more. So now I got to tell everybody, don't spend no money. I do this on a constant basis to try to make it through every single year. This program here is going to bring money in the beginning, and then slowly it'll go away. But what is our ultimate goal is? To keep somebody from getting killed or injured. That's our whole goal. But when it comes down to the cost of things, the county has always worried about cost. They always talk about cost. They never want to do anything to bring money in. I don't know of anybody who set up a committee that said, let's try to get industry to come into this county. And I'm telling y'all right now, and you can tell me I'm laughing, but one day somebody's going to come in here after I'm dead and gone, and they're going to buy 100 acres of land, they're going to put, 400 homes on them. And you all ain't going to have a say in it. And you can sit there and say the county can do it, but I'm telling you now, when you have multimillionaires come up and they fight for it, they got more money than the county's got by far. By far. You know, I've been round and round with state attorney's office on trying to work with them so we don't get sued. I do this on a constant basis. Large counties don't give a rat's butt about it. They go and arrest whoever they want. They get sued in court. They got the money. They pay for it. We don't have the money. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to do here is bring a program in that will reduce the speed. I see speed all the time. I live on Highway 12. I hear them come by my house 60, 70 miles an hour. I hear it all the time. I tell our deputies, you can't tell me there's nobody speeding in this county. And they are. While I sit in the office, we had 6 traffic stops within 10 minutes.
I don't think there's a board member here that's not on the same page with you. But we all do know how it works. Your next stop is the county commissioners, she wears 2 hats here, you know that. So she's sitting here, go ahead and set the stage for what, the questions that are going to be asked. But I'm just thinking, if we're potentially going to generate as a county this much money, I don't think $200 to fight, and you're going to come in and help as well in per the contract. I mean, it sounds like a win-win to me. There's going to be little things that's going to have to be worked out. Every time you get a contract, there is that.
Can I say one more thing? When I worked at Coral Gables, I was on the... We would work... There were certain places in the game that we would work. We would write 30 tickets in 2 hours a week. 30 tickets. After a week's time, everybody's obeying. Nobody's making that illegal right turn. They're making the right turn. We come back 2 months later, we write 40 more tickets. Mm-hmm. Come back 2 months later, write 40 more tickets. Mm-hmm. So it never stops. You think you got to stop? Well, it don't. Same thing as speed when I was down there. We'd write 16, 18 tickets in 30 minutes. Well, we'd work it again, wouldn't get anybody. 3 weeks later, we'd work it, get the same amount.
Those cameras are there every day.
It's going to happen right
there every day.
I don't care what nobody says, it's going to happen. We're all creatures of habit. We don't see anybody, we don't speak.
I got a question. Is that it? Yeah. Talking about the having to pay a magistrate, that's only if somebody challenges. And I know it's going to happen a bunch, but what percentage of the people would you say, just an educated guess, if you don't have a real number, just pay the fine, and I mean, it's $100 citation. What percentage of the people just send the money in and you don't hear a word from 80%. Them? Huh?
80%.
So it's not like every ticket's going to be challenged. So.
And if it does, you're going to have about 20 to 30 people in court. You're going to have one person.
Do them all.
So I went up to in Georgia to Martell County when they launched their program. And had their first court session, and there were probably 5 people there, and the judge threw out the first 3.
stood up and just said, I wasn't driving. And the judge said, okay. Does he do that every time? I have no idea. You know, but that's the one thing that people say, you know, you can't prove that I was driving. The sheriff and I were talking about this before earlier this afternoon. My philosophy, I've never been, I mean, yes, I may sound biased because I work for a company that does this, but 20 years ago, living in Atlanta, I got a red light camera ticket. I just paid it. I knew I ran the red light. I don't think I remember that I knew that there was a camera there, but when I got the ticket, I was like, oh yeah, that was that morning. And I just paid it. I didn't, but that's just me. Right. I've never been one to tee off on an officer when he pulled me over for speeding.
Right.
Because I was speeding, right? It's polarizing. You've got some people that are for it. You've got some people that are against it. The way I look at it, honestly, I mean, and I'll just be frankly honest with you. That day in Bartow County when I was in court and there were people in there and the judge said, all right, the fees, you know, it's $125. Are you prepared to pay? And the number of people that said no. It broke my heart.
Yeah.
That there are people out there who
can't pay
a $100 speeding ticket. And we think we got problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The reality is, were they speeding? Yeah. But I'm just being honest. It's at the end of the day, you know, what I get out of this is that it's saved lives. You know, you can there's like I said, there's all types of opinions on it, but the data and the stats and everything prove that it does slow people down. You're going to have people that love it. You're going to have people that hate it. Usually the people that hate it are the ones that got dinged.
That's with everything.
Well, I got a question. Earlier, it showed up there, paid $100 within 30 days. Or it does, because it's just a citation. After 30 days, it turns into
a uniform traffic.
Uniform traffic citation. So that would go before the judge. Mm-hmm. So if they don't pay it, why are you having to get a magistrate?
Well,
they went 30 days.
So how do you handle uniform traffic?
The county judge handles that.
Yeah.
So that's making me wonder why we would be having to get a magistrate. If they don't pay within 30 days, it becomes a uniform traffic citation, which would go in front of the judge.
If they dispute it, it goes to a local hearing officer.
But they'd have to do that within 30 days.
Just tell them not to dispute it. 30 days. Just don't pay your fine.
Yeah,
don't dispute it. Just don't pay it.
Days.
I guess that would be legal.
No, I'm just saying.
If they don't dispute it, then it goes to the
county
court.
Well, I would say if you're going to turn it into a uniform traffic case.
Yeah.
Then it goes on your record. And
yeah.
Points. And
it's so
probably, it's even more expensive.
Yeah.
Too.
That'd be a negative for them to not pay it.
But in Tennessee, if they don't pay it, there's no recourse. And the tickets are only $50. And there's no recourse. And when you got a congressman getting on YouTube and burning his traffic citation and saying to the entire state, don't pay, it was red light tickets, but there's no recourse. So. Some people will pay and some people won't.
And I got a question. We're getting away from the paying thing right now. We get all these cameras installed and whatever, and you brought up there's no cost to terminate this program. Is there any cost for us to keep the program? It's already installed. Why would we want it removed?
Well, I mean, we don't, unless the county changes its mind.
Well,
or unless they, or somebody deems, hey, it's not profitable, we're going to...
Well, and that's what I was wondering,
We won what we wanted to do, which was to slow people down.
Would it be like you said?
30 days, we're doing it again.
30 days from now, here we go back, it's called Jones, so why would we want to try to make the program?
I don't know that we have ever
Terminated.
I can tell you that Tallahassee, it wasn't us, we weren't the vendor, but they had a red light program I think they ended it in 2018 or 15, because it had just run its course. And I think they were on a model that was where they were having to pay a monthly fee.
Yeah.
And that was offset by the ticket revenue. And when the red light tickets, the citations stopped coming in, then they were still having to pay that monthly fee.
That's what I was wondering, if there was any kind of fee that was tied to this.
We have two fee models. We have a fixed fee like that, and then we have strictly rev share. And when Sheriff and I met the first time, he was not comfortable, nor are many people comfortable with that fixed fee.
Yeah.
And so the model that we used for this presentation is strictly rev share. So there's absolutely there's zero costs.
Will this include upgrades? You guys come in when the cameras need upgrading and or replacing and all. So you guys do all that.
So these are the annual revenue projections based on, now these are projections, but I mean, for the purposes of this meeting, I look at the school district. You know, that's an 80% pay rate and an 80% degradation. So that's assuming that the numbers go down 80% of the violations cease, and this is still based on the numbers.
So Sheriff, what would you need from the school board? I know you've got to go to the county. Are you just showing this to us and giving us a heads up?
This all has to do with the school system. So
right.
We thought, let's bring it to the school system first, because it's got to deal with the school system. If ever one of you go up here and said, we don't want it, then what do you think the county's going to do?
But we don't have to approve.
No, you don't have,
to approve.
But I know the county commissioner is going to talk to some of you.
I got you.
And they're going to ask you, so it's up to you whether you want it or not. I mean, it's dealing with your school.
Yeah,
you're going to be the one getting the calls, and then eventually the calls go to the county commissioners once they find out. But, you know, it deals with the school system, so that's why we said, well, let's bring it forward to the school board, even though you all don't have a vote on it. At least we wanted to share the information with you and see what your thoughts are and let you ask as many questions you want.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
If I sound a little over, because I'm passionate on a lot of things, and I get passionate a lot because I see the cost going up. My finance officer sat down through 2 4-hour courses because of the federal government made FDLE tell us, you got to do all this for the grants. We never had to do this before. So that's when I say things keep coming down the pipe that we have no control over. That's just one. Now, he took 8 hours to do these stupid things that we've never done before because some idiot up there wanted to dump it. So 8 hours that he couldn't work on books or anything else, which is so stupid. But that's what we deal with. And so I get passionate because we only got so much money. Trust me, we make it spend.
We're very familiar with unfunded mandates.
I know y'all have.
Very familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. You deal with it just like I do. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just get passionate.
We're sent to the county, and I think we on board with you.
Yeah.
I look at the state of Alabama. Red light cameras and speed cameras like this are legal anywhere. So it's not just limited
to school zones.
Georgia and Florida, same thing, both are legal, but in Georgia and Florida, the speed enforcement, automated speed enforcement, is only legal in school zones. Mm-hmm. I'm, again, biased, whatever, but I tend to like that model better. Because
you need somewhere to test drive your truck.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. I can see more people getting upset
about. Yeah.
But when you limit it to school zones, I mean.
I'm in favor to do anything that helps our law enforcement because, you know, and I mean, with the school, this is great, but our law enforcement, their focus used to be, oh, I'm going to get stopped by the law, you know, for speeding. Their focus has completely turned. I mean, not only are they worried about, break-ins and domestic violence and drugs, I mean, probably number one. But anything that we can do to help them, and I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't do it. It seems like a no-brainer to me. But, you know, as far as the schools and keeping our kids safe, and, you know, I don't have a problem with it at all.
I know that
I might be the first one to get some.
I don't know any schools in this area, but I know that in Clearwater a couple of years ago they had a crossing guard killed. I think Crestview may have had a close call almost, but at the end of the day, our goal with this is to help save lives. Yes, there is that revenue component, which you cannot avoid. But at the end of the day, I like it because he's underserved, understaffed, and anything else. So that's really it. We just, like you said, like Sheriff Money said, we just wanted an opportunity to kind of show you the basics of it, answer questions, and then we'll do our 2-a-day training to get ready to present to the county.
Well, we appreciate y'all sharing it with us.
I didn't mean to consume so much time. So.
Wish I could.
Sheriff, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
If you want me to send you
that presentation would be great. Can you email it to Kyle, and Kyle, can you get it to us?
Yeah.
Sorry, Kyle.
I think I emailed it to you. You email it to us, we can get it to you, I'm sure.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Jacob.
I think I have some cards, so if any of y'all have any questions, I'll sign my cards.
Appreciate you.
Okay. Sorry, I get a little passionate.
It's okay. We get passionate, too.
I always get a little passionate.
I just want to say one other thing. This may be corny, but I'm an Eagle Scout. I went to West Point. I was in the Army. My boys are in the Scouts, and every time I'm in a situation like this where you say a prayer and you say pledge of allegiance, I just get the chills. So
we gonna do those two things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Till the good Lord comes. Just made my mind.
You drive safe and don't be speeding.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, if
don't become a statistic.
I'm talking about a
moving right along. Moving right along to item number 3, public comments. We didn't have any. Moving on to item 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
I'll make this very, very brief. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yesterday, and I sent out a parent square today, school grades and were released yesterday. I thought we already did that. Well, they did. But this was based on the first year testing that we did last year. So they're referring to these grades as informational baseline grades. Okay, so they did that, and then they'll use that for growth for this year's testing. And so based on last year's grades and scores with the new material, we continue to be an A school district. There was some changes in the schools, but again, we're held harmless. This does not change. It's just for the what they call the baseline. It moved Toler to an A, Hosford to B, high school from an A to a B. But as far as a district, those B's were high enough for us to still be an A district. Very proud of that. That's just a wonderful thing. Proud of staff, student, parents, and all, obviously the board for success that we're seeing in our schools. So we want to be data driven. And obviously, we that's a big deal for us in the state, and we look at that stuff. We don't just collect it. We look at it and try to make adjustments as needed. Tonight at 6:30, there's a program at Hosford. I was thinking we might make that, but I sent Hillary a text and said, I won't be a little late. Number three, we're waiting for our legislative appropriation request to get numbered. I had a panic attack the other day. Chris Doolin had sent out and had a list of all the appropriation requests, and I clicked on it and I didn't see us anywhere. And I just about had it was a meltdown. So I called Patrick Bell and I said, where in the world is our appropriation request? He said, you would not believe how many have come in, so they have to number them. And they'll sign them a number, and then they give you a attestation form, and you do that. So it's in the, if you go to the house, Jason Schoep don't have any in there. So, but Lord knows there's it seems like 9,000 others already in it. This is going to be it's election year, so everybody's asking. But we're just waiting on that to get numbered. And so he said, everybody's good. We called. Everybody's got it. It's just waiting to be numbered and returned to us. I'll go ahead. I know we have on the agenda to review that, so if I can cover that now, we'll just you can say that, Mr. Chair. But a couple of y'all board members, I know Jody and Jason were at our DAC meeting last Thursday. This is our strategic plan. Most of this is already in place. It's already been approved in the past. I've added some things in there in yellow highlight. And again, this is big picture stuff. This is not going to say the toilet needs fixing or grass needs cutting, some of those smaller things that are handled by maintenance or anything, or at school, pencil sharpener don't work. It's really big item areas or big areas. It does not have to be limited to this. This is not a be-all, end-all. It's not in concrete. What I would like y'all to do, and I asked the DAC committee last Thursday, which was comprised of teachers, parents, students, look through this. If there are some things you would like to see added on that, let's get back together. Just review it, maybe over the holidays, and then maybe January we can talk about it, maybe even have a workshop. This is one of the recommendations from our OPAGA review, is that we get a lot more people involved on the street. It is my job statutorily to recommend policy to the board, but stuff like this needs to be a joint effort as far as what we feel like the vision, because y'all create the vision and the framework and the infrastructure for what we do in the county. So I want to make sure that this is not just me running the ship, it's us collaborating together, and that was one of the recommendations from our OPAGA review, is that we get DAC involved and get y'all involved. So at this time, I'm not asking y'all to take any action on it. I'm asking y'all just to look at it, review it, and if y'all'd like to workshop, we can kind of talk about that. One thing I can tell you right off the top, I'd love to do is rewrite our mission and vision. They're too long. When I worked for Donnie Redd down at the camp, we were kind of required to memorize mission and vision. That way, if somebody from the state come in, that was one of the things. What's your mission statement here? We were able to memorize that because it was short enough. I think Wakulla, their mission is to produce lifelong learners or something. I mean, it's like a one sentence thing. I'm not saying it needs to be that small, but it I love what we have on there. I just wonder sometimes how many people really know what it says. And I want our employees to know what our mission and vision is and be able to communicate that if somebody comes in and asks them, especially parents. That's a big deal. So if y'all will look at that, review it, I'll be back in touch with you after the holidays, and then maybe we can kind of craft that what we want it to look like. Let's see, I'm going to get right on here. Number five, Teacher of the Year, Employee of the Year luncheon will be Thursday, 11:30. You're invited to come. Six, we got our first home wrestling match for the for Liberty County High School to be at the high school gym at Thursday at 5:00. So if you'd like to be a part of history, that'll be happening. We're competing against Weewaw. District office party, obviously we want y'all to be a part of that. If you're in town on Friday at 10:00, I think we're doing finger foods and snacks. I mean, obviously, if you want to bring ribs, we'll eat that too. So early release day on Friday, so all the kids will get out early, and we always let the staff leave after the last kid leaves as well. So anyway, Merry Christmas. Love y'all. Hope you have a great time this holiday season with your family. Any questions? All right, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Moving right along to item number five, addition and correction to the agenda. Need a motion to item A, addition and correction to consent item 8B and D. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to add emergency item 10A. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item 6, need a motion to approve agenda for December 12, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7, item 8, need a motion to approve November 16, 2023 organizational regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 8, consent items. Item A, need a motion to approve the following November 2023 financial report and transaction. Principal report, financial report, we didn't have no budget amendments, bills and payroll, corrected hospital reconciliation of October. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve December 23 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve December 2023 out of field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve December 2023 updated sublists with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 9, action item, item A, need a motion to approve youth mental health awareness and training. YMHAT FDOE project award notification for program period of 07/14/23 to 06/30/24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve a 5-year inspection agreement between Advanced Fire Protection Service Incorporated, AFPS, and the Liberty County School Board for services at Liberty County High School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. We get this, it's a five-year plan, but every time we turn around, it's back up there for a new one every time.
That one was never done. We don't want hospitals to be able to throw this up and back, so it's that's where you see them.
Okay. Thank you.
So there's now no hospital in the hospital.
So we're going to have one up here, too? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, need a motion to approve Advanced Fire Protection Services Incorporated AFPS system monitoring agreement provided wireless cellular monitoring for a 5-year term at Liberty County High School. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve State of Florida Division of Administrative Hearing, Administrative Law Judge Services Contract Amendment 1. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
We reviewed E,
so we move right along to F. Need a motion to approve recommendation of Jacob Reed as classroom teacher to provide math intervention after school to secondary students and algebra and or geometry to be paid from grant 1211R beginning January 2nd, 2024 through June 30th, 2024. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary?
No, Jody.
Jody? Second, Ms. Singletary?
Me.
Me. Boo? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, G. Need a motion to approve recommendation of Lisa O'Brien as supervisor for OPS high school students to be paid from grant 93630 beginning December 5th. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item H, Need a motion to approve the following OPS high school students to tutor one-to-one using science and reading strategies during the after-school program beginning January 24th and ending April 2024. Gabriel Flower, Rachel Glisson, Mamie Hall, Addison Lang, Laney Lang, Ella Petty, Malona Petty. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, need a motion to approve the mentor teacher recommendation of Sherry Flowers and Hannah Greenrich at W.R. Toler School. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 10, emergency items. Item A, need a motion to approve idea part B, K-12 entitlement FDOE project award notification program, period of 7/1 to 23 through the 6th to 30th of 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is board member policy. Need a motion to approve second reading of Liberty County School Board Policy Updates, Special Update, September 2023, JS. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item B. Need a motion to approve second reading of Liberty County School Board Policy Update, District September Update. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 12. Board member concerns. Mr. Flowers.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
We'll see all y'all back after Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Flowers. Ms. Jody.
Thank you, Mandy, for getting all these done. I know this was something you've been working on and trying to get these students rounded up. Great job, and thanks for getting in front of us like the fashion you did. I'm reaching out to Kyle already about the softball complex and the kind of getting behind the eight ball a little bit now. So just I'll do the best I can, guys, and I know everybody else is too, trying to move this thing along. We need that softball complex pretty bad. Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope every little kid gets everything they want for Christmas.
Amen.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
They poured the concrete in the morning at 7:00.
Okay.
Good deal.
That's fun doing
hey, thank
this
you,
morning.
Because I just sent him a text, so I'm like, what happened? You know. And
I couldn't get it.
Mm. Okay. Thank you.
All I got, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and just to let you know, we're doing a fundraiser at Bristol Boat Landing Friday for the Ellison family that lost the house, I think, September or August. If you get a chance, run by and holler at us. We'd appreciate it.
When is it?
Friday, this Friday.
Y'all doing
it? Yeah, boat rent.
Hey, let's not, you know, forget, he's we're sitting with...
He's the GM.
Hey, he's the man. The man. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Take more candy next time.
Yeah. Mr. Singletary.
Oh, I'm good. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year.
Thank you, bud. Mr. Moore.
Same here. Merry Christmas. Everybody have a safe holiday. Don't do like Kyle and eat too much, so.
I'm going to do that.
Thank you, bud.
Thank y'all.
We didn't have any closing comments. Item 14, need a motion adjourned.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Meeting now adjourned.